Carolina Soul Festival is an event where we are aiming at bringing like-minded individuals together. So individuals that are interested in holistic green living, that could be, you know, wellness, health, exercise, music, art, all the things that make us happy, you know, feel good things.
That's Nancy Smith talking about the Carolina Soul Festival this Saturday, September 10th in Calabash. Nancy is a dance, yoga, and movement instructor and studio owner in Brunswick County, and she directs a relatively new nonprofit organization, Community Movement Alliance, or CMA. The mission of the CMA is to encourage personal transformation through movement-based education. The CMA is the nonprofit that will benefit from the Carolina Soul Festival Nancy was just speaking about. Here's more about the festival.
We have a variety of really fun things happening. We have a belly dancer in place, and the belly dancer has a PhD, so I'm very excited to meet her. We have Misty Hall, who's here from here in Wilmington. She is a psychic medium, but she's also a kirtan singer. So she will be accompanied by the Kirtan Collective. Jamie Poletti with Cape Fear Circus Arts. They're going to be involved during the day, walking around in their carnival-like costumes, you know, doing circus arts things throughout the day. We have fitness demos from 10 to 12. You're going to see a little of a class we use barbells called Pump, a fitness demo of Zumba. We're going to be tap dancing, of course. We have an animal psychic medium, if anyone would like to speak with her. Obviously, bands throughout the day, 12 to 6. We also have a coconut water company with young, fresh coconuts coming from Raleigh. We have Silver Coast Winery on board, Check Six Brewery, which is awesome. They are going to donate $1 of each sale to Community Movement Alliance.
Tell us about the Community Movement Alliance.
Well, you know, people who attend our studio are all people that have resources, you know, in order to do so. A lot of people in our county do not have those resources or access to the education that music and movement, you know, are important in the development of a child. So I started Community Movement Alliance so that we can begin to implement yoga and or dance and or martial arts programming into the Brunswick County Public Schools.
And as this Community Movement Alliance grows, what are your hopes for the future?
As we begin to reach more of the youth in our county through our efforts, be it dance, yoga, or martial arts, I do eventually see a community center being constructed, which will directly influence the kids at the south end of the county.
Are those the students most in need?
I would say so, yes. These are the students that the resources just are not in place.
In terms of getting out there and working with students who maybe haven't had the opportunity to experience yoga or dance or different types of the exercise arts that you do,
right?
Tai Chi, perhaps. When you go out and do this with students who haven't been able to experience these things before, what kind of response do you receive?
Oh, always positive. You know, always a positive outcome, whether it's just, you know, having kids ask the question, what is meditation? You know, just opening that door, turning on that light, just getting them excited about movement and having them sweat, or finding out that they can hold a plank position, that they are stronger, that they can do partner yoga and balance, you know, with another person on their back, things like that. So just seeing the light in their eyes is really what's, you know, the biggest reward, not only for me, but, you know, obviously for them.
The Carolina Soul Festival is this Saturday in Calabash, benefiting the Community Movement Alliance. That was Nancy Smith, the woman directing these projects. There are many more details about the festival and the Movement Alliance at whqr.org.